things that I noted, which was peculiar, was that the phrase Barchi Nafshi et Adonai shows up both at the beginning and at the end of the Mizmor. Why this framing? This is what I thought this morning as I was preparing to come to the Chidon HaTanach, honestly a bit anxious, like all of you. Thought, Barchi Nafshi et Adonai is a person at the beginning of their journey. Before they've embarked in the world, they've seen the beauty of Torah, the beauty of Ma'arabu Ma'asecha Hashem. But by the time you get to the end of the Mizmor, the end of Mizmor Kuf Dalet, it's different. It feels different. You knew you were embarking on a beautiful journey at the beginning of Tehillim Kuf Dalet, but by the end, you say the same words, but it feels a bit different. You say the words, Barchi Nafshi et Adonai again, and then you let out a Hallelujah. Wow. I've changed over the course of this Mizmor. That's what I thought about when it came to learning for the Chidon. You guys started this year, one parak, two prakim, three prakim, it could feel daunting. But looking back, 70 chapters later, wow. The knowledge that you have at your fingertips, the psok li psukech, your ability to write your favorite psukim on the wall, that's Barchi Nafshi et Adonai, hallelujah. Today, in addition to crowning champions, I want each of us to celebrate what it is that we've gained along the journey. Think about what you knew at the beginning of the year, and think about how that's changed over the course of the year. No better day to say Barchi Nafshi than Rosh Chodesh. No better day to say Barchi Nafshi than the Chidon HaTanach National Finals.